Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Let's go!
Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey!
And a world record may have been set at the Ploughing in Laois. An event there saw nearly 1,000 people throw wellies.
Shut up. We're talking to them in a few minutes.
It's 2 minutes past two.
But the delayed start means a 5:30 will be the cut-off time for a 20-over match. And at the Ploughing down in... Only joking, lads. To listen to the best coverage.
But you know what? The
hard
crossways in me.
We're on a knife edge here.
He's going to watch the wellies again.
No, don't do it in the weather either. It's not weather news, guys.
Anyway, to listen to the best coverage from the top names on the Rugby World Cup, become an Off the Ball member now.
Oh, my God.
Today FM weather.
With TUI. For an iconic city break, look no further. Visit TUIholidays.ie.
Are you planning to talk about the weather over the next three weeks or am I allowed to do it?
Just do that now.
All right. Okay. And a world record has been set at the Ploughing Championships. Windy today with some sunny spells. There's been some thunderstorms too. Highs of 13 to 17 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3. The Ploughing Championships, world record.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
FM radio. Hey, how you doing? Right, let's do a Wednesday show for these people. Let's put on a show for these people. Soft launch day 317 on Instagram at Ray Foley Insta. You can ring in on 1-800-715-100 and roll call and voice notes 0874-100-102 on text or on WhatsApp. Do you ever read the text, actually?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Sometimes.
Do you really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, are you on the text there now?
I'm on the WhatsApp right now.
No, are you on the text, though?
I've only got one screen.
Oh, can you go on the text?
I could.
JP never reads the text.
Sometimes I read the text.
Really, when was the last time you read the text?
Guys, you're charged for the text, aren't you?
At some stage in 2022, JP read the text. You're sending texts and you're wasting your time. You know why? Because JP never reads the text. Some people are old school. Some people like to send a text. Some people use the green... little messages app on their iPhones.
My mam will only read text. She will not reply to a WhatsApp.
So why don't you check the text?
Because my mam doesn't text the show.
Oh, fair enough. That's fine. I got to make some wireless text. Marion texted. She says, shut up. That's most people's reaction when they turn on Today FM at 2 p.m. Frank texted, very rude, Raymond, telling the news to shut up. shut up.
She said, I wonder what happened at the Ploughing.
Here's the thing. We were talking to them yesterday about them doing the world record attempt. And Ben was just about to reveal whether or not they did it. But we're going to be talking to them in a couple of minutes. Mm. So we wanted to tease you on it. We didn't want like Ben to go, here's the results of that world record attempt. And then that ruining our entire interview in 10 minutes time.
Maybe the news was that it failed.
Absolutely ridiculous. I presume everyone's played that Hardy Lad at the Ploughing. This was yesterday lunchtime on the news on the... RTE News.
Crowds brave rainy and windy conditions.
Can you hear that? It sounds crap because someone's videoing it off their telly.
I get you. I can hear it.
Crowds braved windy conditions.
Crowds brave rainy and windy conditions.
Rainy and windy conditions.
Crowds brave rainy and windy conditions as the Ploughing Championships get underway in County Laois.
I'm a hardy lad now. It wouldn't affect me, but any people that come from the town there, bring your jackets and boots.
Bring your jackets and boots. I'm a hardy lad. He's about 10 or 11, I'd say, maybe right. 12 at a push. Yeah. He's just a kid, but he's a hardy lad.
I'm a hardy lad now. It wouldn't affect me, but any people that come from the town there...
I tell you.
Well, bring your jackets and boots.
Oh, my God. JFM's Cash Machine.
Hardy lads and lasses only on the afternoon broadcasts.
Would you describe yourself as a hardy lad?
I'm not a hardy lad, but I'm talking in terms of our listeners. They're hard. You'd ought to be a hardy listener to turn on this sort of a show. Show is not an appropriate word. What words would you use? Guff. Fraud. Joke. Shambles. Omni shambles.
They all work.
Cluster.
No.
Do you want the total?
Yeah.
I don't need to tell you the total. It's easy to remember. Same total as always is. It's not doing it till bloody Friday.
You're bound by the T's and C's to mention it, right?
Not doing it till Friday. No element of surprise. No element of danger. No element of tension.
You've made your feelings on this clear, and management top brass have been in touch with us now.
Have they?
Yeah. It's Wednesday today. On Monday and Tuesday, they said, guys, we love the way you're handling the fact that there's no daily winner. We know that normally you would have a daily winner on the show, and it fills a hole on your show. And we appreciate that, and we like the imaginative new way you're treating that. Yeah. It's great.
Disrespectful.
I would say day three of us complaining about it might be pushing the envelope.
I'm not complaining about giving away 100,000 euro on the radio. It's just that I'm complaining about not giving it away till Friday. That's my only issue with this. It's an incredible amount. It's phenomenal. Genuinely life-changing cash. 100,000 euro could be yours on Friday afternoon between 3 and 4. My only issue is 100,000 euro could be yours on Friday afternoon. It's not happening today. It's not happening tomorrow. Let me tell you about stuff that's not happening on the show today. That's my issue.
We won't be having a Friday mix.
We are looking forward to Friday afternoon. If you want to get in on the draw... Yeah. Kind of pop, Charlie XCX, and I love it. I don't like it, I love it. Today FM, playing the music you love. Very good afternoon. Happy hump day. Welcome to Wednesday. Ray's here, JP's there.
How you doing?
We're all feeling great and grooving. And we're a pair of hearty lads, isn't that right, JP?
That's very right, Ray. Yeah.
We're a pair of hearty lads doing some afternoon radio for you this afternoon. The gang's all here. Hey, stop saying that. This is the young fella at the Ploughing Championships. Actually, do you know what? I couldn't say that we're hardy lads. But we're insisting that we only have hardy lads and lassies listening to our nonsense between now and 4:30. Here's this kid again at the Ploughing Championships.
I'm a hardy lad now. It wouldn't affect me, but any people that come from the town there, bring your jackets and boots.
Yeah, you're coming from the town. If you're coming from the town, you're probably soft. Ken's over there, 0874-100-102. Ken,
yes, Ray, I'd be a hardy lad who now from the country. You know?
I'm a hardy man.
Not like an old townie like yourself.
How dare you? Who the hell do you think you are? With your muddy Wellingtons and your wax jacket and your peaked cap and maybe a stick of some kind. The cheek of you. How dare you? Casting aspersions.
Cheers, Ray. I'd be a hardy lad who now from the country, you know?
Yeah.
Not like an old townie like yourself.
You see, I'm soft because I'm from the town.
I'd say you'd cut your hand off a cotton bud.
I do, in fairness, have very soft hands. Very soft hands. Something I always thought, actually, was that... Because I obviously have never done a day's work in my life. Between television and radio and whatever. I've never done actual
even
work.
As a child, you're not like mucking in, doing gardening, that
yeah,
kind of
but
stuff,
like
no?
You need to do years of proper work for your hands to get hard and toughened, you know? And I often think Ian Dempsey, right? He's been working in radio like, I think it's 103 years this year.
It's 103 or 102, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Other, yeah. 100 to 102. Yeah. And I often think of Ian Dempsey's soft hands as well. Like, he works hard in radio, but what's working hard in radio? You're not, when you shake someone's hand, you've got a soft hand.
You're not sticking up a mile of fence posts.
No,
you're
not.
You're not doing that.
But it is hard work, but it's just a different kind of hard work. Ken.
Not like an old townie like yourself.
Cheek of you.
Damn!
Ray, that hardy lad from the ploughing is 14 years old. He's been going to the ploughing 14 years. From Michelle in Mayo, love the show. Hey, Michelle, sorry about that. Because I watched the video of him and he looks about, I was thinking 12 tops. But
that's the healthy country lifestyle.
That's the outdoor lifestyle, yeah. Healthy outdoor lifestyle. Hard, solid hands, tough hands, calloused hands from all the mucking in and digging of
trenches,
earth. Rain JP, Hardy girl on show. Shut up, shut up, shut up. From Evelyn and Claire. That should be the tagline of the show. Ray Foley in the afternoons. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Can someone send me the link, please, of the guy who says that in that classic black and white film?
Ooh.
There's a classic black and white film, a guy with a beard. I was trying to find it there the last 5 minutes. A guy with a beard shouting at a woman, and he says, shut up, shut up, shut up. And I think it's a perfect clip. If anyone has it, 0874 100 102, just send me the link on WhatsApp, would you? Thanks. And it was all happening today. Ben tried to tell us the news earlier, but we shut him down with a shut up. The world record welly throwing attempt taking place at midday today. Do you know what I thought of them today at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
I was like, what was happening? Because I just happened to notice it was exactly 12 at the moment I looked at the clock. I was like, what was happening at 12 today? What was the wellies? Gate 9 at the ploughing championships. Let me call my welly guy. Actually, there's a different welly guy I'm calling. We were talking to Aisling yesterday from Munster Macra.
She was the vice president of the Munster Macra, yeah.
But today we're calling El Presidente.
Going all the way to the top.
This goes all the way to the top, okay. Guys. I have to throw a welly all the way up. I'll put her on two, yeah? Hey, it's ringing. This is Elaine I'm calling.
Hello?
Hello, is that Elaine?
Yep.
Hello, madam. Madam President. Madam Presidente. How are you? It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
I'm good now, you
Ray? Let us give you a round of applause, actually. This is the president.
Whoa. Okay. So we're just applauding her title.
Applauding the title.
Not any potential record.
The Macra National President joins us. Madam President, how are you today? Thank you so much for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule. Yesterday you were talking to the actual president, Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Michael D. Higgins. How was it?
Ah, it was good now. Well, we had a lovely lunch, and I suppose it was great to see on the menu that there was Limerick ham on it, you know, from being from Limerick. Like.
Oh, you're from Limerick. The president is from Limerick?
Yeah, you know, the best county in Ireland, right?
Jesus, it's not very divisive. You're not supposed to be bringing unity, bringing people together from across the land rather than, like, as president.
Have you ever heard a Limerick person, like, being overly humble?
Well, in fairness, do you know what? I'll grant you that, and I suppose you are the president, so you can say whatever the hell you like. What was for the lunch yesterday, and where did you have it?
We had it here in the headquarters at the ploughing. It was a lovely lunch now, I have to say, and it was great to see Michael D there complimenting all the young people of Ireland. It was lovely to hear.
What did you have for the lunch?
I had the Limerick ham, and I had the apple crumble, very traditional, you know.
Limerick apples, Limerick crumbles.
Did you have custard with the apple crumble?
Oh, don't talk about custard now. I wouldn't be a fan.
Do you have ice cream or anything?
There was ice cream.
Lovely
it
Limerick.
It was lovely now. I can't fault it.
Limerick ice cream, of course.
Of course, everything from Limerick.
Everything, all the best. Only the best stuff for you, Madam President.
Exactly.
So come here, we weren't able to talk to you yesterday, Elaine, because we were talking to Aisling, and you were having your meeting with Michael D. Higgins.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the world record welly thrown attempt, which was due to take place at about midday today. So that's just over 2 hours ago. How did you get up? You were aiming, just to set the scene, the total that you were trying to beat was like 792, was it?
It was indeed.
Okay, so how did you get on?
I'm absolutely thrilled to say that we've broke a Guinness Book of World Records with 995 people.
Get in!
Come on, Ireland!
Hop Limerick!
I'm back in Ireland now. We're taking it from England.
Here's the thing. Was that the first time that the record had ever been set? Was the English one, was it?
The English one was, yeah.
Right, okay, so
we're after claiming that's off the English now.
Oh, brilliant stuff.
They won't like that's a black eye for the UK, isn't it? They won't like that.
They're not going to like
they
that.
They don't like it up them.
What time did it happen? Did it actually happen at 12? With so many extra people, did you get it done by 12?
No, we didn't. We got it done at 12:15. It was mocker time.
Right.
You know, we had to give people opportunity to get down. I will be honest, I ran down there at 5 to 12. And I was quite worried when we were only about 450 people. Ooh. So I came up to the walkway here and I stopped everybody and redirected them.
Get down there and grab a welly.
Yeah, Bixby baked, barred, and even stole a few people.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. Well done. So so if they want to come for us next year, if they, this English... What is this English thing? Was it another show or something in England that they
were
doing?
It was another show along with English Young Farmers.
Oh, so, the dirty things.
Kind of farmers.
International plowing with Irish Young Farmers.
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic to see. Come here, JP was concerned about people being injured because the way that the welling throwing worked was that you weren't throwing it away, you were throwing the wellies up. But were you all in a crowd, and where were the wellies landing?
The wellies were landing in the middle, so we were all around the perimeter. Okay. So we put all the tall people at the back and the shorter people in the front, and we all threw into the middle.
Okay, right. So there wasn't any instance of wellies landing on anyone's heads or anything like that?
No, not at all.
No, that sounds like a very English way of running an operation, in fairness. Mm. Do you know? And who'd miss them, in fairness?
Do you get a plaque? What do you get? Do you get a plaque for that?
We get a frame with a piece of paper. I'm sure we'll take it.
Yeah, and frame it. Yeah, it'll be lovely. It'll be fantastic. Well done. So the new record then is 995.
Yeah, that's the one now to beat. And whoever wants to beat it, I'll come back even bigger and better.
It'll be next year's ploughing. And what happens with all the wellies, out of interest? Do they get to...
The wellies now, we have 400 pairs of wellies here at the moment. So we are working closely with AgriAware. We will be donating them to national schools along with other organisations and rural communities.
That's fantastic. Yeah, well, Jeez, fair play, nice Macra. Touch. Well done. Listen, Madam President, I know you're busy. How long are you going to be? Are you going to be there then for the next few days?
I'll be here till tomorrow evening, walking around in a very dry ploughing site. Don't believe anybody telling you it's mucky.
Well, it has cleared up today and you're getting some good conditions. Do you have a chain or anything, Madam President, or a crown or a sash of some kind?
I have a chain, but I'm not wearing it at the ploughing just in case somebody thought it was for free and robbed it, you know?
I gotcha.
Do you have a first lady or a first man in your life there?
I can't be telling you
this
that.
JP's chatting
very
today.
Personal. Listen, sorry, excuse me.
If you want to swap numbers off the air, by all means. But
all right, JP, look, I'll text you after.
Yeah, fair
Go
enough.
Go and celebrate with some Limerick champagne.
Limerick champagne.
I mean, don't worry.
Absolutely. Madam President, yeah. Well, Elaine Houlihan, the Macra National President, thanks so much for taking the call. And congratulations. Hon Ireland, hon Limerick.
Go on, thanks, Ray.
All the best. Bye. Well done to Macra de Fermo. A new world record, 995 wellies thrown. Basement Jacks, this is Today FM.
Tell me, is life just a playground?
My faves, Basement Jacks, good luck.
Good luck.
This is Today FM, playing the music here, love. Good afternoon, it's Wednesday.
Enjoy your
Good afternoon, let's do a roll call. Ray Foley here, JP on Sean Dean. Kenny is on Shaw in Kilkenny. Kenny on Shaw in Kilkenny. Tell the welly woman she should be selling the wellies as souvenirs of the record and then giving the cash to charity. Well, they're giving the wellies to kids who need them. Mm. So six of one, half a dozen of another, has to be said. Well done. Nicola on Shaw, do they have to pair all those wellies back together? That's triggering my ODC. OCD.
OCD.
Yeah. Triggering your bad spelling as well by the looks of things, Nicola. They do, I would imagine, yeah. Unless they bought loads of the same size welly. All the same welly, all the same size, and they're just pairing them all together.
I'm looking at a photograph of the welly.
They do look all different, yeah.
They do look all different.
Good luck pairing them.
Somebody's got a job.
Eilish says, happy birthday, Ray, for tomorrow. I just remembered it's your birthday. Jesus, that someone would remember. I just remembered it's your birthday and then thought, oh, it's my son's also. Eilish, I love your priorities, babes. I think it should be the other way around. Dylan is 19 tomorrow.
Oh, well.
Well done, Dylan, and congratulations. Well, we'll do it tomorrow. Dylan, happy birthday. Well done. Yeah, tomorrow I am 24 years old.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's brilliant. The less said about that, the better. And tomorrow's a very momentous occasion, actually.
Uh-oh, what have I forgotten?
Tomorrow's a biggie. Have you actually forgotten?
Well, I know it's your birthday.
Yeah, what else is it, though, tomorrow?
September 21st.
Are you joking? Are you actually joking?
About what?
That you don't know what tomorrow is?
Our first show back in Today FM was in February, so it's not an anniversary of that.
No. Do you not know?
It's not your wedding anniversary either, because I know that's in July.
Oh, this is great. Great. I can't believe you. This is typical you now.
Is it the birthday of one of your sons?
No. No, it's not.
What is it then?
It's If you don't remember, I'm not even going to tell you.
Give me a clue.
I'm not even going to bother.
I don't even know what I've done wrong now.
No, you're fine.
It's grand. Oh, hey, this is the way it's going to be now for the show.
It's just the birthday then, obviously.
Well, it is the birthday.
We're just celebrating the birthday then tomorrow. That's it.
Should other people know what this is?
I don't know about other people, but you should certainly know. Look, forget it. If you don't remember, it's fine. Tell us what else is coming up on the show, JP. I know we don't have the cash machine. What else is there?
I'm a bit concerned that I have missed something here, but I don't think I have, because September 21st has always only been your birthday.
There's something else as well. I'll leave it with you and we'll see if you remember. He doesn't remember. I can't believe it.
This is going to be bad, guys, if I don't remember.
This is so bad. This is so bad. I can't. But we're splitting up after this. I tell you what.
This was the straw.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
If we split up, we'll be splitting up after exactly 25 years together.
What?
Tomorrow's our anniversary. And you forgot us. How could you?
What date are we going back to exactly? What was it?
The best birthday present, guys, I ever got. On my 18th birthday, I got a little JP. He was still in the... He came in a cardboard box with a hole punched in the side of it.
Ray Foley.
It's absolutely adorable.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
First day in college. Was the first day of term that late into September?
It was. It was the first. We are 25 years together tomorrow, you and me. So tomorrow on Today FM, I presume you've organised the whole thing.
Oh.
I can exclusively announce tomorrow on Today FM is Ray and JP Day.
Wow.
Loads of old clips of us and all the other presenters asking the question, what the hell is this about?
The car, the kitchen, or even doing the big shop. Raves can happen everywhere.
I know I can.
Today FM's Block Rockin' Beats with Dave.
The Killers, somebody told me. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley for your Wednesday. There's JP as well.
Hi.
And we're not speaking. We haven't spoken a word to each other in the last 10
I'm
minutes.
Sorry, okay?
Because JP forgot our anniversary.
It was a very long time ago.
25 years together tomorrow. It was my birthday and I'll never forget it. Looking across a crowded lecture hall, our eyes locking. And then a knowing flash of our lives together.
Yeah.
Mostly arguing with one another in various radio station studios.
Yeah. I knew when I saw you. It was almost like I already knew you.
It was a...
It's almost like I'd lived a previous life and met you previously.
What
actually happened? Can we say what actually happened?
No, we can't say what actually happened.
For about the first 2 weeks.
No, let's make it up. I want a romanticized version of how we met, okay?
Okay, all right.
He took one look at me and he just knew that I was going to be difficult to work with for the next 25 years.
I knew the minute I saw you that I'd be ringing you about an hour before
every show
that we would ever do and say, come here,
what are we doing on the show?
What have we agreed that we're doing today, by the way? Because we've talked about certain things, but we haven't said we're doing them.
He took one look at me.
Yeah.
And he had a vision in his mind of a wedding ceremony and him standing at the altar. And we were getting... hang on, who's your one in the white dress?
Where'd she come from?
Hang on a second.
Ray Foley.
The best man.
With Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. CarePlus.ie.
Yeah. You better have a bunch of clips of our best bits tomorrow. They'll be on between 2 and 2:05. Stay on today, FM. I'll play Pharrell Williams.
The last word.
One Direction. Best song ever. This is Today FM playing the music you love. You see, the thing is, when you're talking about stuff that's difficult to grasp, right?
Mm.
It's going to be even harder to grasp when you're stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're already at a disadvantage. Like,
so something that's really difficult. Then, I can barely understand. I don't know. Tie my shoelaces.
Yeah.
Microwave and a ready meal.
Algebra is a tricky one.
So, to try and understand how an atomic clock works, which is what we've been struggling to get our tiny minds around over the last 20 minutes or so, it's just a vain, wasted effort.
Mm.
It's stupid. It's stupid to even try.
I don't know why we thought we could get our heads around it.
And yet here we are. This is Ireland's first national timing grid has been launched this week. What is a national timing grid? Well, it's all to do with the time being right in Ireland and making sure that the time is right technologically. Am I getting this right? And it being connected then to an atomic clock where it's always, as I was saying a minute ago, the time, if you look at the time on your phone, that's connected to like the world clock.
So that's correct.
It's to the second then, yeah.
Unless you're like me and you change it so it's a couple of minutes fast so you're never late.
On your phone?
On everything.
Have you changed it on your phone?
I change everything.
Show me your phone. Does it not say 3:14 on your phone now?
3:16. I just like to be a couple of minutes ahead so I have a buffer. It's like an insurance. It's an insurance policy.
I don't even know how you do that.
I do it in the car as well.
I do it in the car. Actually, there's something about my car. My car, of course, is 20 years old. That the time is gradually getting a little bit more off every day. And it's... Am I right here? It's fast. But that means that I'm a little bit early for stuff.
That's good.
I'm ahead of myself as well. Yeah, that's good. Let me call my time guy.
All right. Yeah. You better, actually.
Because I'm just pure thick. This is David I want to talk to. He works for the National Standards Authority of Ireland's National Metrology Laboratory.
See, already you know he's going. You already know he's going to be clever.
His job description is technical manager for time.
Wow,
he's the time guy, literally. Jeez. Let me call my time guy.
I thought Doctor Who was
shut up, time lord.
Shut up.
I'll tell you what, it's about time.
Oh, Jesus,
it's about time I call. After all that stupid chat, it's about time I call David and breathe. I tell you. Do you know what I should do? I should ask David the time.
It's ringing.
Greg, get a grip on this now. I'm going to be Hello. Hello, is that David?
It is indeed.
Hello, David. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Ray, how are you? Thanks
Good.
For the call.
I'm just calling to check the time, actually. Are you going to...
Okay, yeah. How are you, yeah? What is it? Quarter past three.
It's 16 minutes past 16 three, actually,
minutes,
David.
Okay,
you're way off, and you're supposed to be...
Out.
You should hang your head in shame. We've been struggling, like genuinely, I was trying to grasp what exactly the national timing grid is, and then secondarily, how an atomic clock works. Will you tell us about the grid first and its significance to us?
No problem. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the national timing grid is something, it's a grid that we've formed where we've linked six atomic clocks based around Ireland through the expertise of kind of IT or IT people in NSAI, partners of ours, Timing Solutions Limited and Data Edge, where we've reached out to various utility companies, etc., telecoms companies, found out that they had the required level of accuracy of atomic clock, and we are now monitoring those clocks. And the importance of this is that if there was any sort of GPS issues or jamming or spoofing, that we actually would have a kind of reliable and robust timing infrastructure in the country.
A timing infrastructure. So when you say... What would the GPS? So, what would a GPS blocking or a GPS spoofing? Why would somebody be doing that to us?
Well, for a variety of reasons, but the main it has happened a couple of times in the States over the years. But the main issue would be that anybody who is utilizing time directly from GPS satellites, that time would no longer be available to them, and that could have a knock-on effect for multiple systems. Background systems and kind of telecoms companies, etc. So this is a much more robust system as such.
You're not talking literally the GPS, like my Google Maps or something. You're talking
about...
It's
satellites. Yep, those satellites. That satellite constellation is what kind of drives... A lot of people derive their time from that satellite constellation and the atomic clocks aboard those satellites.
Oh.
So now we still use it. I mean, everybody still uses it day to day, but... It's a case of if in the event it goes down, we now have a backup in place for the country of Ireland.
And this is the timing grid. You say there are six clocks connected. Are these, now this is, we're going full stupid here now, David. Are these literal clocks with hands and a
they're
big...
They're atomic clocks. No, right. They're atomic clocks. So they have a digital display on the front of them. So they're quantum standards. So effectively they rely on transitions in what's known as the cesium atom. So these are kind of the pinnacle, almost the pinnacle of atomic clocks, and they've been around since about 1955, and now they are based in our National Metrology Laboratory in Glasnevin. We have one, but there's about 500 others around the globe in National Metrology Labs, such as the NSAIs in Glasnevin. So what happens is, all of those, we send data constantly to a place called the International Bureau of Weights and Measures in Paris. They collate all the data and they then calculate retrospectively how all of the clocks performed for the preceding month. And in doing so, they generate coordinated universal time, which is what we all use on a day-to-day basis as civil time.
So all those clocks are feeding into the central database from Paris then?
That's exactly
it. Wowie.
Yep, yep.
Can I ask, sorry to butt in, David, and again, I'm a really low IQ individual. it may not even be possible to answer this question. I don't know. This is a bit of a chicken and egg situation. What? So we rely on the atomic clocks to provide us with accurate time. The atomic clocks haven't always existed. So
How did they set them in the first place?
Where were they inheriting the correct time from?
Okay, they're getting into the history of timekeeping there, but I suppose you can go back, you know, there would have been water clocks back in the Egyptian times, all that kind of stuff, right up until, I mean, they used to use astronomical charts as far as before the 50s. So, you know, that's how they would set local solar noon, et cetera. And then when they realized that they could utilize this new invention in 1955, the atomic clock, then that allowed us then to actually have a much more accurate timekeeping system for the planet.
Wow, right. And then, so we use atomic clocks then in radio to...
Okay, you do.
To make sure that we are occasionally on time. We're supposed to be on time for the news, but it doesn't always happen, unfortunately. So they're all plugged into the central... What's the boss clock called?
Well, it will be the Grandmaster clock for the country, is what it's known as. But it's also referred to as UTC NSAI. So it's NSAI's local representation of coordinated universal time.
Okay, so you're the local branch then, I suppose, of the universal or the worldwide.
Yeah, if you want to call it that, the national. It's the national reference standard for time.
Okay, so tell us about time drift then. What's that specifically?
Time drift. Well, I suppose all measuring instruments, I mean, the National Metrology Lab is primarily there to maintain the reference standards and to provide a calibration service for all of the medical device companies, et cetera, et cetera. So the point of calibration is to capture that drift on a possibly an annual basis for an instrument. And clocks are no different. Clocks will drift, depending on the level of kind of stability and accuracy that they're maintaining or that they're supposed to operate to, they will drift on the order of kind of possibly milliseconds, if not. Oh, sorry, microseconds, if not nanoseconds. So our clock will drift something like a second in, I think it's 150 million years, something like that, on the order of that.
I got you. So if I've got a 20-year-old Toyota Yaris, the clock in the dash of my car is going off by a minute a year.
Probably.
I just need to get a new car, clearly. Angela texts, she says, I'm thicker now than I was 6 minutes ago. Angela, that's only by comparison, though, really. David is making us all look thick because he's so much smarter than we are. Owen says, I'm gone after quantum. I'm lost. Chris says, on the time, I changed it in the car so my other half, who's usually late for everything, is on time. Could you consider doing that for us, David, at the NSAI?
I like that.
Move ahead by about 5 minutes. We all get there early in Ireland. We're ahead of everybody else. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. The website, it's absolutely fascinating, and we could talk about it all day. It's www.nsai.ie. Thanks
so
much.
There's another one as well, Jim. It's NSArray. It's www.ntg.ie for National Timing Grid and the NSAI.ie.
Gotcha. ntg.ie. Thanks so much for taking the call, sir.
Thank you very much.
Much obliged. Take care. Stuart texted, he said, okay, I think I get it now. So when Snoopy's long arm is at the 12 and his little arm's on the 3, it's 3 o'clock from Stuart. And, okay, Stuart, broadly, yeah, you've got it. Well done. Well, Mark, to the FM, play the music you love. Shine from Take That. And talk about time and clocks. Nicola in Mayo texted, she says, Ray, can you ring back the time guy and ask him why some of us seem to never have any time and can't seem to get anything done within the hours of the day? Just asking for a friend from Nicola in Mayo. Nicola, we've covered this. We've covered time blindness, and it's a symptom of ADHD. And it's about not having a good grasp of the passing of time or what time it is or being able to make appointments and that kind of thing.
We spoke to a doctor and one of her suggestions was that...
Cop on to yourself.
Well, she didn't say that, no. She said that if you have a regular series of things you do across a day, Nicola, if you time yourself and how long it takes you to do those days, then you can kind of map out your day a bit better. It might help, it might not.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I do.
Time yourself doing each individual thing. And
everyday
then...
tasks, yes. So then you can totally map out your day if you have to, if you're like really bad at timekeeping.
The only way I make it work is I budget an extra hour before what... It's usually like appointments or things I need to be at or dropping the kids to something. So if I go like the kids need to be at hurling at 11 o'clock on a Saturday, then I'm like, okay, 10 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to take the kids... So that by 11 o'clock, we're actually there and doing it. Still not diagnosed yet, but it's coming. Out. Yeah, you know the drill. There's no call. If you're standing, wait. If you're standing, well, you sit down first of all, will you? If you're sitting or standing and waiting for a cash machine call this afternoon, just relax. Relax and Friday. Rihanna on the replay to the FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over there.
Very good afternoon, guys.
I'm very excited. A very good afternoon to you this afternoon. Thank you so much for listening. Text for turning on 100 to 102 today FM this afternoon. And texts on 0874-100-102. Sean's banana. He says, Ray, what's the story with Celebrity Gogglebox? I saw an ad on the telly for it. Looking well! Exclamation mark. From Sean and Mullen. Sean, I'm officially not allowed to talk about it. They made me sign a contract that says I'm not allowed to talk about
it. There's an NDA.
Yeah, but I this is the weird thing. I'm not allowed to talk about it, but they've put an ad on the telly with me in the ad.
Right.
Sitting on the couch next to Grainne Shoiga, watching the telly.
Right.
So...
I can draw a conclusion without from
giving
that.
Giving anything away. I'm not giving
now
nothing away.
You can't
away.
Talk about it, but can I talk about it?
Yeah, I suppose.
I would guess... Given that you are sitting on the couch with Grainne Shoiga.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that you're in some way, shape or form involved in the new series episode of Celebrity Gogglebox on Virgin Media.
It's on tonight on the telly.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Right.
That I'm one of the alleged air quotes, quote unquote, celebrities.
I tell you, this is exciting if you're in this.
They're scraping the bottom of the celebrity barrel if they're asking me, to be honest. Meanwhile, in Dublin, Ray and his friend Grainne. That's the English one, of course, I'm doing, but it's the same idea. You got the Codaline music. While in Derby, the Siddiqui's. Meanwhile, in Lancashire, Giles and his wife Mary. I didn't know that's what the rest of the song sounded like.
Yeah, it's Codaline.
I know it's Codaline.
Yeah, it's Codaline.
Bittings of it in the show, you don't get the whole thing. Meanwhile, in a week that gave us Ray and JP's 25th anniversary, we watch some great telly.
What did you watch?
I can't tell you. I can neither confirm nor deny that I'm on it. I'm on the ad, and I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. I can't tell you. Celebrity Gogglebox, except I'm in it. So stretching the definition of the word celebrity. But I can neither confirm nor deny if I'm in it.
0874-100-102. Get your phones to hand. Send in your reviews tomorrow.
It's tonight. Is it 9 o'clock tonight?
It is, yeah. We want your reviews tomorrow.
Virgin Media Television. You can review the couch. I can tell you it's my couch.
Hang on a second.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
But there is a couch that's featured in the ad, and can you confirm that couch is your couch?
Let me tell you the story. Let's say, hypothetically, I was asked to go on Celebrity Gogglebox with Grainne Shoiga, right?
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God, I would love that. I would. Oh my God.
Because you watch telly.
I watch Gogglebox and I watch telly. The funny thing that I always do when I'm watching Gogglebox, genuinely, is I think to myself, there's two things that happen when I watch a Gogglebox. We watch this every weekend. One thing I do is I always think, what would I say now when, like, whatever bit they've just shown, I always think to myself, what would I say now? What would I be saying? Would I be saying the same thing? Would I be saying something funny? What would I be saying?
So how does that work then, hypothetically, if you're on a show where that it would involve it's a person watching television?
Highly stressful.
Because you're thinking,
what should I be saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas if you're just watching the telly, you say it anyway.
I can't wait to tell you whether it, because if it's actually me in it, I can freely talk about it tomorrow on the show. But I've signed a contract that says I can't talk about it. The other thing that I always think when I'm watching Gogglebox is I start talking as if I'm in it. Does anyone else do that when you're watching Gogglebox?
Oh, yeah.
You're watching Gogglebox. Mm. You're sitting next to someone, like your loved one or your mom or whatever. And the next thing, both of you start talking like you're in Gogglebox because you're watching people doing it and you start making your own remarks on it. So anyway, being approached hypothetically to be on it would be an absolute yes for me.
You'd be delighted if it happens.
However, once you agree to doing it then and the television channel starts announcing actual celebrities that are going to be on it, it's at that point you realise, oh, I'm going to be edited out of this. I'm wasting my time going on it. They have since they hypothetically asked me to go on it.
Right.
Tommy and Hector are going to be on it.
Yeah.
The Flemings, who I love, in Kerry. Kerry Katona and Alison Spittle are going to be on it.
Interesting.
Tommy Bowe, Karen Koster and Martin King are all on the same couch.
That would be good.
Brian Dowling and Arthur Grunion.
Yes.
Una Healy and Erica Cody. The comedians Shane Daniel Byrne, Emma Doran and Tony Cantwell are on it. The WhatsApp group, the podcast, the political chat, Richard Chambers, Zara King and Gavin Riley. And there's more than just, that's not the whole list.
I think Panty Bliss and Twink have been confirmed also.
Oh yes, they've just been confirmed.
Yeah.
Your man with the glasses, the comedian, the wobbly fingers, Jason Byrne.
Jason Byrne.
Jason Byrne's on it. So I'm not going to feature. I'm in the ad, right. But they're not going to leave me in it because there's actual famous people they've asked to take part.
Ray Foley.
Anyway, tonight at 9 on Virgin
With
Media.
Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
I actually can't wait to tell you all about it. Tomorrow, I'll tell you the crack and watch it tonight, 9 o'clock. George Ezra, next.
The Today FM
School. Oh, they've announced it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm on Gogglebox tonight, 9 o'clock. Ronnie Shoig is going to be at my house. And I have a pink couch. And a dying houseplant that Warren gave to me on my birthday 3 years ago.
Ray Foley.
Exciting television.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
I'd be very paranoid about letting a camera crew into where I live.
I can't wait to tell you everything. The other thing as well, right? I can't tell you everything because they don't want the, you know, there's secrets behind the making of it. But one of the things is that, which is when you're watching Gogglebox, you don't get the sense that they have to put up these lights because your house isn't telly bright, right? Your regular living room is not bright enough. So they have to put these telly lights in the room. And then the room is absolutely roasting. Like, I'm sweating my face off. That's something worth sticking the DVR recorder on for 9 o'clock this evening.
We all know juggling family.
I really want. Lil Nas X, that's what I want. This is Today FM playing the music. Good afternoon, it's Ray here. JP's over.
How are you?
All right, what have I got? What's this? This is the Roman Empire thing. What's that? Can you explain that for me?
This is what they call one of those social media trends, Ray, where somebody has kicked off this idea that heterosexual men think about the Roman Empire more than once a day. The average straight man thinks about the Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire, like
Gladiator and whatnot, yeah.
And, like, flip-flops.
And the Colosseum.
Broadswords.
Chariots. Caesar and whatnot.
Oh. So this girl, Shannon, she asked her dad, it's gone viral. Shannon asks her Irish dad how often he thinks about the Roman Empire. You ready?
Right.
Asking my Irish dad how often he thinks about the Roman Empire because I've only seen Americans.
How often do I think about the Roman Empire?
Yeah.
Why?
Dad's having his dinner, by the way, so he's in no mood for this nonsense.
How often do I think about the Roman Empire?
Yeah.
Why?
Just question.
Answer the question, Dad.
Once every 2 days.
What?
Why?
Once every 2 days. Dad, are you mad?
Once every 2 days.
What? Once every 2 days? What do you mean? Are you serious?
Mm. Have you ever thought about Rome and everything that he achieved and built and how they conquered the world and all that?
Is he having a laugh?
Like over 3 times a week?
Like you're, every second day you're thinking about the Roman Empire. So like if you don't think about the Roman Empire today, you're going to think about it tomorrow. That's just bonkers.
Janelle says, my husband does. And just randomly talks about aqueducts and heating systems and all that malarkey, Jeanette.
So is it straight men? Is that
I think that was originally the idea, yeah, that it's a straight man thing. You think about the Roman Empire at almost every single day. I don't.
I never think. What does it say about us? I literally...
You need to call your wife.
I never think about the Roman Empire. I should ring my wife and ask her how often she thinks about the Roman Empire.
Like, why would you? I don't get it.
I have no idea. Is it like some sort of something to do with imperialism and invasion and butch things like control and taking over other countries sort of thing and power?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Romans kind of impact our daily lives anyway, but I don't think about it.
Oh, now that you mention it, I'm thinking about it. But I won't think about the Roman Empire again until I see this trend again on social media. Or maybe for another year. Like, I went to Rome once and there was
And you thought about Rome every day while you were there.
Oh, well, I was like, how do I get to that place in Rome? Yeah. Or how do I get back from that place in Rome to my hotel in Rome? But like, there was the Roman Forum. I saw that, hugely interesting. And I saw the Colosseum. But again, I came home then. And then after that, then I just went back to being Ray. And I just, if it means I'm not straight, then fine. I'll own it, but I just never think about the Roman Empire. It goes a little something like this. It's just a fact. Shannon's dad, though.
Once every two days.
Ridiculous. When you hold me. He didn't mean to do that. There's not dreadful. That's just really bad jocking, that's what that is. I really do apologise. It's like that. From Run DMC, Jason Nevins, Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon.
Ray Foley, I'm Today FM. Shockin' jockin'.
You said it, lady. So we're talking about the Roman Empire trend. A couple of minutes ago, Shannon's dad said that he listens to the Roman Empire. He thinks about the Roman Empire every second day. Every second day, this man thinks about the Roman Empire.
Once every 2 days.
Every 2 days.
Days.
Crazy. He's saying it's because of their contribution to the world and architecture and roads, sewage, the Colosseum, wheels, chariots, capes, those hats with they look like sweeping brushes on the top of them.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever thought about Rome and everything that they achieved and built and how they conquered the world and all that?
I do not get it. So I went on to Time magazine to find out, what is it? I was thinking maybe it's like it's a very manly sort of masculine thing. Imperialism, invading other countries, being all powerful, dominating. all of those things that I'm not. It could be that could be the masculine sort of.
And is it that?
Energy. Time magazine have an article which is how often do men think about the. No, hang on, that's not it. Yeah, the TikTok Roman Empire trend explained. I just read the whole article and it's not explained in any way.
Cool.
They just say what it is, which is asking men. The other thing as well is that they find remarkable is that the way that men, straight men, brothers, dads, husbands, are justifying their thinking about it all the time. That it turns out that we think about, that straight men think about it a lot, but then we justify it by saying, oh, it's just amazing. The Roman Empire is amazing. I don't get it. I do not understand it. Liv says, hi Ray, here's my theory. It's people who work in construction or similar industries who think about the Roman Empire regularly. Love the show from Liv. Why is that?
Have we inherited some construction practices from the Romans?
What have the Romans ever done for us? Hey. Well, apart from roads, education, sanitation, classic line from the life of Brian from Damien Donegal. Damien, you are of course correct. Maybe that's why. Maybe they're all straight men. We're just massive Life of Brian fans.
That is.
Quoting and requoting. It's like Simpsons quotes. I just don't do Simpsons quotes. I can do Father Ted. It's Mad Ted. I get vulnerable. Read that gobshite on the television again. Speaking of, 9 o'clock tonight. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, this is Today FM. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, a miracle. This is Today FM, playing the music. Yellow. Bonjour. Yeah, I would just have to agree to disagree. It's one of the trends I'm just not going to understand. I'm never going to... I don't think about the Roman Empire enough. And I need to... take a long, hard look in the mirror as a result, because there's some serious questions need to be asked. Seamus is over there. Seamus?
Ray, as regards the Roman Empire,
yeah.
I once listened to 95 hours of podcasts on the existence of the Roman Empire. I haven't been right since.
I think I started listening to... there's a guy who has done... he's a very good history podcast. Right. Oh, what's his name? Is it Dan something or other?
Dan the History Man.
Yeah. I've listened to some of his stuff and he's fantastic. And I have listened to some Roman Empire stuff. I've actually got a book on the rise and decline of the Roman Empire.
Sounds about right.
And I have never opened it, which again tells you everything you need to know about how often I think. But you know, I probably think of it every time I see the book, which is most days I see the book there. But I don't even register. I don't give it any thought whatsoever. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. It's absolutely ridiculous. We didn't get to do Gogglecox, where former Friends actress Courtney Cox tells us she's launching a new TV show where a camera crew films her reactions to various TV shows. It's not Gogglebox, it's Gogglecox. We didn't get to do Alison's Spittle. This is not an easy one. Alison Spittle's Spittle. Where comedian Alison Spittle tells us about a new documentary where she sends off a sample of her saliva for DNA analysis to find out where she's really from. And we didn't get to do The Ring of Kerry Katona, where Kerry Katona takes us on a tour of her favourite spots in County Kerry in The Ring of Kerry Katona. Yeah, Gogglebox, Celebrity Gogglebox, tonight, 9 o'clock on Virgin. Have a lovely...
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today FM.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.